Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What's happening is the ambient background noise of tyranny is just being incrementally turned up. But now they're turning it up faster and faster. The other classic analogy is you have a pot of cold water. If you put a frog in it, it'll sit there happily, believing it's safe in the water from you walking around the stove. And if you turn the heat up on low, if it slowly heats up, and I've talked to folks in Louisiana, Mississippi that eat frogs, actually had frog's legs, that it's really true. If you put a bullfrog or something else in a pot of water and slowly turn it up, that it will sit there until it dies. And I'm even being conditioned to accept this. I see articles every few days about how they're trying to make elderly and prisoners and government officials and military take microchips, not just in the United States, but all over the world, and I don't even cover them. And the psych warfare chiefs know that. They know that back 10, 12, 13 years ago, when it was just in government documents, we would freak out and say, wow, look, they're planning to do this, and here's how they're going to push it through fads and security and all these other ways, and people would laugh at us. But now that it's just on the news for the last 7, 8 years, constantly, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, and the head of Sega says we'll all be getting chips. You want to play the game, you're going to take a chip. Oh, yeah. You know, I play a bunch of video games where you're augmented with chips. See, they think as they play a video game, that means that it's the same as being augmented with chips. Or we've all seen The Matrix. And now I just look at the news headlines on InfoWars.com. Right before I went live, I was looking at them and I was going, they're going to charge us per flush of the toilet with government smart monitors on the toilets. And if you don't think that that's not going to happen, I remember 3 years ago reading about some cities in California making residents take smart thermostats in their house. And then guess what? Tim, who works in the office, walks up to me and says, hey, this just came in the mail. City of Austin is coming next week to the office to put in remote control thermostats. And it said, you know, smart thermostats on the flyer. And I went and looked it up on the City of Austin. And sure enough, they're going to control the thermostat in my office. And it says, oh, if there's a power shortage or something, they'll just go ahead and, you know, turn things off. And they already admit in Europe and Canada and California, where they've implemented this, that they just, when they feel like it, say, oh, you don't need to have your office 76. We're going to set it at 80. And, oh, you don't get health care, you know, once you're 55. Then you have to go ahead and go blind or die of liver disease or not get that brain surgery. That is in the new bill. Tom Daschle, that authored it, wrote that in a book. I mean, it's not us saying this. They're saying it. A decade ago, they would deny that. Now they just admit it. Total micromanagement, total control over every little facet of our lives, shutting down the farms and ranches, regulating everything. And the examples go on and on and on and on. I'll tell you about all the informative guests we've got coming up after the break. And then we'll get into, is FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago, from the Daily Newscaster, D.H. Williams. I want to get him on. I know this is a true report because everything in it checks out with what I've already researched. And there's a mass graves comment in here. So we'll go over that. Obama's energy secretary says get ready for the carbon tax. It's in the New York Times. All these years they said there's no plan for a carbon tax, and now it's like, of course we're going to tax everything you do. You're not against Obama, are you? You're not a racist. I mean, come on.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Had that flyer here on my desk we got 2 days ago, and I must have, I'm trying to clean my desk off every day. I can't find it. Maybe we can go to one of the next door businesses and ask for theirs, where it told me we're getting the new smart thermostats in the office, and most of the homes in Austin have been getting the flyer telling them this, and it's a remote control. They read it via radio waves remotely, and they control the thermostat in your office or home. So we printed up during the break a January 12th article out of the San Francisco Chronicle. It says, critics cool to smart thermostat proposal. Oh, the critics, they're for it now. Well, here in Texas, they just don't tell you they're going to remote control your thermostat. They just put them in. See, that's how this is done. New thermostats in homes and businesses would be fitted with technology that would allow utilities to change a building's temperature by remote control under a proposal being considered by state energy officials. See, in California, 3 years ago was when they started phasing in these thermostats. They don't ask you. They just say, we're going to come in and wire your air conditioning system, your heating system, into this. Can you believe this? Yet after public outcry by critics worried about Big Brother dictating home temperatures, officials with the California Energy Commission said this week that they will change the proposal regulation so that customers would have the option of blocking outside control of their thermostats. Yeah, right. Sure. Just let us put it in and everything will be all right. The new smart thermostat, supporters said, could help ease summertime power emergencies by allowing officials to limit the use of air conditioning. Now, let's stop right there. Remember 6-7 years ago when they got Schwarzenegger in, they said Governor Gray Davis was involved with Enron running scams. He was a gun grabber. I got behind the recall. And then they baited and switched us and didn't put in a real conservative. They put in Schwarzenegger, the gun-grabbing, open borders, New World Order individual. And the news said that he was fighting Enron. Turned out he was involved in the meetings before he was even governor. And, of course, it was Gray Davis fighting Enron. And it turned out Enron would charge billions and billions of dollars a week in fake charges claiming the energy just cost that much, and they had fake trading computers and fake trading boards. This came out just ripping people off. Well, and their internal memos came out that, well, if we turn the power off a few hours a day, that'll create the perception that there really is a shortage and people will put up with the tripling of their rates. Tripling! And so now they'll just control, again, the government will control how hot or cold your house is. In Europe, they're banning fireplaces, putting taxes on them, restricting them, banning outdoor gas heaters at restaurants and bars, banning their sale, banning their importation. See, what they tell you what type of light bulb you can have. They tell you what type of toilet you can have. They tell you what type of propellant you can have in your spray bottles. It all sounds reasonable, but then it's setting the precedent for total control. And then they go to the level of, oh, we're going to remote control your car. We're going to remote control your house. We're going to look at all the prescriptions you get instantly with no warrant. It just is all uploaded to the government. And then now they're announcing that if elderly people get Medicare or Medicaid, they want to put in their refrigerators a smart system where they have to scan in. Then it'll all be automated with RFID, soon little tracker chips, everything you're eating and doing, and then scanners will be in the house to make sure that you are eating enough food and that you're taking care of yourself, and that will be remotely monitored by the threat integration centers in the counties. Total Big Brother. Worse than THX1138, worse than Brave New World, worse than 1984, and it's all just being set up around us. So when you hear Barack Obama talk about we're going to have energy standards and we're going to build the new green economy, it has nothing to do with the environment. It's all to do with total and complete, absolute control and micromanagement. San Francisco Chronicle continues, the special thermostats, which allow utilities to adjust air conditioning in homes and businesses via radio signals, are meant to be used only during emergencies, oh, of course, as a way of avoiding costly and damaging blackouts when California has been caught running scams, cheating people. Chandler said, she noted that several of the state's utilities, including Pacific Gas and Electric Co., already operate similar voluntary programs in some areas. Folks, we all have to start putting in at least supplemental solar to get around these people micromanaging us and controlling us. You know, they put controllers on the boxes in Michigan and other states on how much energy people can use, and people are dying. Folks are found, poor people are found by the hundreds. I mean, I saw a report last week that hundreds had died, just frozen to death in their beds, frozen to death at the kitchen table, frozen to death around little wood-burning stoves, just freezing to death in America. Commissioner Arthur Rosenfeld, a physicist famed for his energy efficiency discoveries at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, said he supports changing the proposal because of the public concern, because he expects most consumers will agree to grant utilities the authority to control their air conditioners in emergencies. Oh. See, because the old proposal just said, well, you know, you don't need it to be set at 76. At night, we will control it. Open your windows. "99 out of 100 will comply anyway," he said. See, they know that. Adding that such emergencies occur only about once every 10 years. Yeah, when Enron or some other group's robbing you. Some lawmakers express strong misgivings. I want to get somebody on about this because there is no debate about this in Texas. In California and Oregon and New York and Illinois, they just throw the gauntlet down to the slaves and say, this is what we're doing, and you'll comply anyways. You just heard him. But here, they just do it. Now, these are smart, remote-controlled systems. They do come in and jack into your heating and cooling system. And they want to have a bunch of other things be remote controlled. You know, all the major new cars coming out by 2012, Toyota, Chrysler, GM, they've all announced that they're going to have infrared cameras in the dash, standard, that's hooked into an internal cell phone. And that if there are pressure, there's pressure sensors in the seats, and that if there's pressure on the seats and the car is above 90-something degrees, I forget the exact temp, I know it was 90-something degrees, that it dials the police department, and then they're watching on the camera. And they said, this will save the 30-plus deaths each year of children being left in cars. Well, you're not for 30 children dying, are you? No, but it has nothing to do with that. It's about the cell phone OnStar platforms watching everything you do with a camera. And I told you day one with OnStar, the FBI was using it to dial in and listen to people, and now it's admitted in court cases without warrants. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Google admitted 3 years ago that they're using the onboard microphones that are in all over-the-counter computers and video cameras in most. Apple now is coming out with the screen itself as the camera. Not a camera above it, the screen itself. And they also have the patent for the facial recognition through that, where, oh, by law, to make sure it's only an adult getting on the computer or whatever, you'll be face scanned every time you get on the computer. The keyboards are coming out now, most of them with thumbprinters on it. Suddenly, thumbprinters are showing up everywhere, at the gym, at the salon, at the mall, the library, everywhere. I mean, do you see what the cashless society control grid is? Critics cool to smart thermostat proposal. Oh, the critics like it now. Is it true? But they tell the sheep, oh, listen, other sheep like it. They like the big bad wolf. Let him in. Little piggies. I say not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. You can huff and you can puff and you can try to blow the house down, but if we stand up, it's a house of brick. But people think they're in a house of straw, so they open the door and let him in and don't even put up a fight. Face scanning cameras are up nationwide. They have giant homeland security blimps at 90 to 100,000 feet above every major city, creating biometric scans of your walk, your gait. They know you from above, on record. Then the idiot public sees these huge blimps and thinks they're flying saucers because Larry King tells them so. You're getting video of the blimps with the cameras on the bottom, with the rudders, with everything. With everything. I mean, how much of this do I have to put up with, ladies and gentlemen? How much of this do you have to put up with? They are putting a total control grid in place, and they're going to propose first taxing fireplaces and then banning them because they want you under abject slavery, abject domestication, totally institutionalized under their control. Most states are moving to tax or ban new water wells. The animal ID, the premises ID, will shut down every small family farm and ranch in the country. That's on record. You got to put a $22 tag on a chicken you can't sell for $4 wholesale. $1,000 a day fines for every day you don't report a dead cow. And it's not even a law, but they're saying it's the law. I mean, this is just lawless criminality moving at us at every level, and you're not going to hear the liberals talk about it. You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh talk about it. They're there to keep you in the dark in the false left-right paradigm.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live. And we come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time with a syndicated transmission. C see, what's happening is they know we're resisting their entire New World Order operation. The public's getting wise. So the establishment is hitting us with everything at once. And it's not just that all your homes are going to be remote controlled with your thermostat. It's your power system itself they're going to remote control. Not just to switch it off when they want, but to control the temp. They say, when they proposed it, that you don't deserve to turn it down below 76. And then it'll be 80. And then it'll be, you don't need air conditioning. This is neo-feudalism. You know, serfs in England 500 years ago, 600 years ago, they weren't allowed to gather firewood. They weren't allowed to hunt. That's why they called the commoners the little people. Because they'd be a foot, foot and a half shorter than the nobility that sat around pigging out and doing whatever they wanted to. And the nobility wrote books about how they were doing it to control the population. Large portions of the children would end up having brain damage from lack of nutrients. It's the pleasure of the elite to control people. You know, in 1989, in Virginia and Texas and several other states, the federal government tried to do a pilot program where everyone in the town, they did it in small towns first, would accept a box on top of their television set that would remote control the television set itself. And then the cable systems, as they came out, they tried to have federal law where you wouldn't just have FEMA coming over during national emergencies, but you would have the local government through FEMA transmitters and command centers doing it, and the public said, are you kidding? That's Big Brother. They tried to pass a federal law in 89 as well to make all radios and TVs themselves have a receiver to broadcast audio only of an emergency transmission. Now they're proposing that again. And how did they roll it out in 1996? As the Amber Alert. Oh, a little girl got kidnapped. We need to put up billboards, electronic, that the government controls with federal money that are supposedly state, that put up announcements for kidnapped children. You're for saving kidnapped children, aren't you? And then now I drive down 290 in Austin, and it says, report illegal guns, report terrorism. And we're looking for an elderly person driving a black Monte Carlo who came up missing in Plano, Texas. So, oh, you're not for finding the old people? But see, they mix it in. Oh, the Marines are out helping run checkpoints to catch DWI drivers. They're helping local police in San Bernardino and other areas of the country. I mean, you're not for drunk drivers, are you? Oh, the Army's announced 20,000 troops to deal with civil insurrection, but they're also going to help at car wrecks with the jaws of life. I mean, you're not against getting people out of cars that have been wrecked. I mean, see how sick the psychology is? And it's all happening. Everything in your home will be remote controlled by the government. Your computers already are, folks, if they're on cable modems or hooked up to the web. It's all designed. Google admits they dial in and have an AI computer system because they said, don't worry, a human's not listening. A computer listens and creates a transcript of all audible words and even what you're watching on television or listening to on the radio to build a psychological algorithm profile on you to then tailor Google ads for your screen and to sell it to marketers. I mean, what's wrong with that? And it's the outrageousness, it's the over-the-topness of just announcing it 3 years ago like it was no big deal. Oh, the camera will also watch you. And it said, it doesn't just recognize human words in the TV and the radio in the background and you and your wife. If you have a dog barking, you will have dog food ads and dog toy ads and dog health care need ads. Google announced this themselves, and people don't believe me when we link to the articles. That's Big Brother. They'll never control my thermostat by remote control. They'll never control my car by remote control. They'll never control my TV by remote control. They'll never control my computer. Alex, that's ridiculous. TiVo doesn't track what I watch. And then they come out and admit they do. This is Big Brother. This is what the computers are doing. We're being enfolded, sucked into the matrix right now. But computers are double-edged. They're inanimate objects just like a gun. They can be used for good or evil. You need to use them for good right now. But in the balance, the architecture they're building with the computers is an evil architecture designed to carry out total human oppression.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Now, I just went over some of the latest control grid going into place, including right here in my office, remote-controlled sensors. We all get busy, but I've got to... In fact, guys, go get Tim in here for me right now. On air, I'm going to tell Tim, we're refusing this. And get him to try to find the flyer. It was in here on my desk. A nice little pretty thing going, oh, you're getting this great new system. We're going to remote control. I'm telling the city of Austin, we're not taking their remote control system in here. We're not their slaves. And even though I'm working around the clock, we're going to go ahead and fight this ourselves. See, I'm not having to wait to have this come and affect me. It's happening. I remember early last year, at the time, had 14 employees and some contractors. And I got my Texas Workforce Commission forms we have to fill out. We try to do everything by the, quote, system, you know, to keep our nose clean here. And it said, yeah, you've now got your new North American Union, North American ID that you file. You no longer file the state form through us with the state. You file it with the federal government in the North American country code. I mean, it's right there. I remember Jerome Corsi writing articles about it, and like a week later, I get it in the mail. This is all happening. And we have to say no to this, and we have to go to the city councils, and we have to say, what do you think you're doing? I mean, now the Austin police chief is announcing with six other chiefs in Texas, all the biggest chiefs, the biggest cities, that they want to have anybody who's arrested for a misdemeanor have your blood taken for a DNA database. That's how it started in England. Then it was everybody who gets even stopped. They're doing this, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening. Big Brother is running wild right now. You don't have to wait for the New World Order to fight. It's here. And it's not done through law. They just do it. I mean, Texans don't know that, oh, they're here to put a new system in. We need to come in your house. See, before, the power just ran into the house, and they had the power box out there. Now it's, we'll be in your home or business putting in a new system, wiring it in to your appliances. And it's going to control your thermostat. Now, that said, the news I'm about to cover is so hardcore that if I just come on the air and just cover it, it doesn't give it the respect and the importance due it. So I'm going to wait 5 minutes to cover this, and I want you to call everybody you know. You've got 5 minutes. Your neighbors, your friends, your family listening on AM or FM, tell people at red lights, run into grocery stores and tell them, businesses, call your local police department, tell them to tune in. It'll re-air throughout the week until we're back live on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. This is important, what's coming up. Because I know this report's accurate because we've already documented every section of this. Is FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago? The answer is they're doing it everywhere. This is out of the Daily Newscaster. D.H. Williams' great report. We're going to play some of the audio. Now, that is coming up in T-minus 5 minutes. Then we have Bob Chapman joining us in 25 minutes. Representative Dan Idas, is it? Representative Ingbertson and George Humphrey in studio. We got two New Hampshire reps coming on dealing with right to revolt and saying no to the globals and the feds and martial law. And there's no more excuses to sit on the couch or sit on the fence. It is now openly announced that foreign banks are taking over the United States. They're building FEMA camps that we're going into martial law. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting reports from inside sources everywhere, sitting out the window from me in the control room, one of my trusted crew members, mothers, is a nurse at Seton. And they were called into a meeting and they were told that everybody that comes into Seton must be given a flu shot or a pneumonia shot. That's the way it was phrased. And then they added the caveat. This is how they mind control their own people. That it's offered, but that they must give it or they get in trouble. Whatever that doublethink means. And that when people, and this is the kicker, when they are incapacitated and can't refuse, they are to be given the injection. Now, that's how it works with the schools and businesses. They say, oh, yeah, we have a requirement you take hepatitis and all these shots every year to work here, or that you take all these, you know, it was 10 shots, now it's almost 60 shots they try to claim you have to take for school. And they phrase it like, got to have shots to be in school. And if you know to refuse, they might pull out the waiver form. But there's no law, so why is there a waiver for something that's not a law? See, it's all, it's just like animal ID, premises ID. Only two states passed laws saying you had to do it. One of them was shamefully Texas. The feds just said it was guidelines. But then the state had to back off and say, okay, it's not really the law. It's unconstitutional. But if you're in a 4-H club or in the county fair, you bring your pig, you bring your chickens, you bring your goats, you bring your cow, your yearling to show it. And they did this all over the country, in Missouri and Texas and the Dakotas. I've seen it everywhere. It's done as a stunt. They pick out whoever the winner is so that it's done in front of everyone. This is how evil government is. And when you win second or first place, they let you in. But their regulations say to be part of the private group, you've got to be have your premises registered with the federal government, waiving all your rights through contract fraud, don't even own your property, basically, and your animal ID agreement signed. See, it's corporate fraud. They're tricking you to sign on. And as soon as they win, and we've seen in every case, they're either second or first place, and there's a huge crowd there of hundreds or thousands to see it, they then have the police come in and they announce, sorry, she or he did not fill out their forms, and they say, escort this young lady from the building. And the officers grab them by the arm. This has been in major newspapers. And the young woman cries, or the young man gets upset, and they take them off and throw them off the property. There's no law. It's humiliation. It's peer pressure. It's shunning. And then everybody runs out and they say, well, we better register our property. We better do this. But it's not registration. It's waiving your rights, shining your land over to the federal government. I mean, the government is completely evil and completely corrupt and work for foreign banks taking over everything. They're robbing and looting and they're tricking everyone into signing documents, waiving their rights so they can take your property. Ladies and gentlemen, they're now all over the nation going after roadside stands selling firewood and watermelons and tomatoes and squash and cucumbers. They're sending tax people after them. They're sending SWAT teams after them, people selling eggs out of their house. They want control. Do you read me? Now, I'm going to get into this report. And I want to be clear about this. FEMA was set up in 1979, and it is an arm of the National Security Council. The National Security Council itself has now declared total control over all federal agencies and Homeland Security and states under PDD 51 that the states have no rights and no authority, and neither does Congress, when Congress is co-equal with the presidency. In fact, the founders said it had more power over the president. It decides when to go to war. The president executes it. So they're openly saying the Congress runs nothing now. And when they wouldn't pass the bailout, they threatened them with physical martial law. They have built threat integration centers in rural areas. They'll do it in 3 to 5 county areas. In major cities, they'll put it right in the middle of the city. They give free buildings, free housing, massive federal grants. I mean, they gave Boston $2 billion in grants for face scanning cameras. Hired tens of thousands of police officers. And so the cities roll over, do it. They're basically federalized. They can dial in to not the cameras you see, the big ones on the highways, but all the little ones, the face scanners. They can type in your name, pull up your cell phone in live time, hit another button, dial into your phone and listen to you. This is mainstream news now. This is being done. First time they admitted it was Wisconsin, the Wisconsin governor said, oh, it's real great. We just dial in and listen to your cell phone if you're in trouble. The feds gave us this new system. So it's totally federalizing everything. They tried 5 years ago to order 14,000 first responders, police, firemen, nurses, doctors, medical workers, county, city officials to take smallpox and anthrax shots. Only 4,000 officers took it under orders. Over 100 died. That's the LA Times. Oh, yes, caused some type of inflammation in the heart. They had heart attacks, mainly men, 45-year-old and older cops. Killed them, deader than a hammer. Was that NBC reporter took one in Iraq and fell over dead of a heart attack. Causes inflammation in the... So the police said, I'm not doing it. So now they've publicly created... this, and again, this is all in pieces, all admitted. You just put it all together. That they have recruited millions of firemen and police and other, quote, workers to get a federal stipend payment, and they've done drills with buses right here in Austin, Texas, but all over the country, to go around forcibly and to inject you with vaccines during an emergency. Under foot and mouth release, which the British released on purpose in 2000 as a test, that they admit they released it from a level 4 bioweapons lab and say it was an accident. The U.S. has adopted that rule. It's been in the Minneapolis-St. Paul paper, I know that, and others. We covered it big time at the time. That the army will lock everything down and kill all your livestock. It has nothing to do with they're even contaminated. A few hundred cows had it in a few areas. It suddenly popped up in one day in every corner of England. Impossible. They spread it. They admit they released it. Then they killed 4 million, or was it 6 million cows and 8 million sheep, and then wouldn't let them restock their cows and sheep for control to shut down the farms. Trying to break the back of rural communities. This is Pentagon warfare. Pentagon warfare. Their job under NORTHCOM is dominating, getting control. That's why they tore up most of the fields and the date palms and in Iraq, claiming insurgents were hiding in the woods, hiding in the bushes, all over the Tigris Euphrates. And they only let them plant GMO crops. It's all about control. As the UN says, using food as a weapon. And I remember the Rocky Mountain News in 2002, the governor was in there saying, yes, we have a giant incinerator that can incinerate thousands of bodies an hour, ready for the Al-Qaeda bio attack. No, it's going to be a globalist bio attack that will be small at first to train everybody to give up their rights and have troops on the streets and, oh, see, it worked out okay for those that said it would be a problem. Then the next one will be the big one. You understand how that works? Well, this is up on Infowars.com right now. Is FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago? An Indiana County municipal official in the vicinity of Chicago, under anonymity for his safety, but I hear this from all the time, reveals the contents of his meetings with FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The initial request seemed reasonable enough when FEMA asked the county officials to prepare a hazard mitigation plan. They say under law they have to, that's federalization, to deal with flooding, fires, high winds, and tornadoes. But as the requirement meetings and calls for FEMA and DHS continued over a two-year period, the request became so unusual, raising suspicions of county officials. And they asked them, do you have a place for mass graves? Now, see, remember 8 years ago when they had fires out west and they said, oh, the Army's helping, regular Army. Oh, and some Mexican and Canadian troops are helping. And then last year they signed deals to use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, engage the American people during insurrection. That's mainstream news. It was mainly in Canadian and Mexican papers. See, oh, you're not against the troops fighting fires, are you? You're not against Mexican troops giving soup out in New Orleans, are you? Huge convoys coming across the border flying Mexican flags. You're not against Norwegian AWACS helping after 9/11 over the U.S., are you? See the PSYOP? During the legally mandated meetings held with FEMA and the DHS, different disaster scenarios were revealed to county officials. In late December 2008, municipal officers were invited to Indianapolis for a briefing on the state of Indiana. They were told if industry were to collapse, for example, GM going bankrupt, resulting in mass unemployment, a depression would soon follow. Municipalities could expect to lose 40% of their funds. So the feds are going to be there with fiat money. Of course, this is all designed. Every county in the... See how they built all this up to this point now? Oh, we got to have a World Bank run everything now, Time Magazine says, and it'll knock the heads of the American people to fix things. Every county in the nation will be required to prepare a hazard mitigation plan, a federalization plan. The county should prepare a plan to vaccinate the entire population within 48 hours to participate and practice the plan several times. FEMA inquired to where mass graves could be placed in the county, and would they expect bodies from elsewhere? The Sheriff's Department, via the State Sheriff's Association, was told that no .223 ammunition rounds would be available as the military would be purchasing all stocks. That just means buying it up for five times what it's worth just so you can't have it. They're already doing that. The county was asked to make plans for hardening of police and fire stations, putting in hardened bunker-type buildings around town in case of kamikaze attack. They mean the people. They're building bunkers everywhere, folks. So the bankers can totally bring us into receivership and then reorganization and then Soviet extermination. The county was asked to make plans for the possibility of up to 400,000 refugees from Chicago. Now, we have the audio of this. We're going to play it when we come back from break. But if any of you are in la-la land denying this, in 98 and 99 and 2000, I videotaped, and my listeners videotaped, Marines and Army nationwide training to take over your counties and cities and training to execute Americans. It's on video. And people at the time couldn't believe it. And they said, Alex had fake Marines and fake Army. Yes, I had fake hovercraft in the Coronado landing in Oakland. and Cobra helicopters and Chinooks and thousands of troops and foreign troops. I forgot that part. All on video. Sure I did. Sure I did. Well, now it's all admitted. But you will see them training to take your guns, training to break you and your family up. Now they've introduced the bills and built the camps, and it's all admitted. They're just putting a spin on it. It's good. But the point is, you want to see what they're going to try. And then we have them not just doing drills, but doing quasi-drills where they would practice taking over cities like Swansboro, North Carolina. And actually, or is that Alabama? I've got so many videos. It's in police state to the takeover. Searching people's cars for real. People said, oh, no, that's not real, Alex. That footage of Marines around the checkpoint searching cars. Oh, really? Now it's just in the mainstream news Marines are doing it. Now it's in a bunch of California newspapers, and they say it's good. And the California Chips put out a press release saying they're doing it. See, it's dog training. It's all acclimation for you and your family. Now, the military, the police, you have no future. The bankers are going to ruin you as well. They don't care about you. They're going to use you as their battering ram, their kamikaze against the people. If we scream bloody murder and let the globalists know we're aware of their plan, they'll back off. They tried this 5-6 years ago. So we can stop this together, but you better bust your butts.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Oh, they're doing bad, bad things. Very bad things.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
And now they know there's no going back.
They did a bad, bad thing.
They're going for broke.
They did a bad, bad thing.
and we're stuck in the middle.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two? I didn't think so. You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? Oh, no, so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to walk your walk away?
Did it a bad, bad thing?
We are back live. Okay, let's go ahead and go to D.H. Williams interviewing an unnamed Indiana official right across from Chicago. But we have this all separately confirmed, each piece of this from other admissions. That's why when I read this, I know this is part of the official plan. This official is just scared to speak out publicly about what they're being trained with behind closed doors. I happen to have things like Kansas City police firemen and sheriff's deputies being taught the founding fathers are bad, gun owners are bad, it's in road to tyranny, and that they're terrorists. So we know what they're training to do, and this is documented. Here it is.
There's some things going on here in Indiana that I'm sure people are generally unaware of. And I had some contacts, I had made a contact with Superface to talk with him a little bit, but I'm not sure what happened. I think he had an ice storm down there, and I don't know if he's out of it for a while or not.
Yeah, he's disappeared. No one knows what. I think he's just focusing on the family right now, but you wrote a lot of things in your email. Why don't you just go through them one at a time and break it down for us? What do you see? What's going on?
About a year and a half to 2 years ago, we started being contacted by FEMA saying, you've got to put some plans together. The first plans had to do with, the reason was avian flu. Now, I don't know. My brother's a doctor, and a couple hundred people around the world have died from bird flu. And not really a serious threat right now, unless they know something that we don't. But the point is, we were to put together a plan to vaccinate every person in the county within 48 hours.
You're kidding me. Wow.
And then that plan has to be practiced two or three times. I mean, literally, we've gotten every police officer we can, and buses, and volunteers, and set it up. And logistically, it's just really not possible to do. I mean, we've run through this thing 100 times and in our heads, and several times dry runs. It's just not logistically possible. But the point is, they want to be able to vaccinate people very fast for some reason. It might be bird flu, but my brother's saying that, bird flu really,
Stop right there. We're going to come back and play the rest and get Bob Chapman on. This is the cover for federalization and forced inoculation. That's what the pastors and the clergy response teams, and we have the secret documents that we posted a year and a half before it became mainstream news from the pastors. And it's go to the FEMA camps, take the forced inoculations, turn your guns in, don't get upset when some people are being arrested and taken away. But again, they're going to do this. They're going to have a biological event, whether they claim it was naturally occurring or some terrorist did it, and then only round up a few hundred thousand in a few county areas somewhere, have a beta test, have the army out, show it on the news, get everybody scared. They'll fix it. And then people will say, oh my gosh, martial law is good. It saved us. Then they'll have another attack that's bigger. It'll kill hundreds of thousands. Then they'll have martial law. It'll get fixed. Then a few years later, they'll release the big one, and they'll kill probably half the population of the United States. So, see, that's why I'm fighting so hard, even if they kill me. What's the point? I'm just going to die down the road. Anyways.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.